This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure as always.
So, of course, the big news this week is the super typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. There are thousands of people dead, cities that have just been completely devastated. And you know, so now there's this outpouring of response, governments responding, Japan, who experienced its own natural disaster back in 2011 with the earthquake and then the massive tsunami, killing about 15,000 people. The Philippines sent lots of doctors and supplies and were engaged in that relief effort
in Japan.
And so Japan is now repaying that favor, I guess, and sending a lot of aid and doctors and nurses, others, Australia, the United States, military immediately
there. I guess China has been slow to step up.
But China, I guess China's been a bit stingy. I think
perhaps that reflects a geostrategic position, and that the Philippines has been the site of American bases. It's connected with Australia, Japan, in an attempt to contain China to a certain extent. Perhaps China's not feeling charitable.
But why would China risk this in terms of its image, right? The image of a country that, you know, has the means but yet doesn't reach out and provide that relief and resource when needed. I mean, they've committed $200,000. It's a measly amount given what it could do. So what's getting in the way? I mean, politics, obviously, geopolitics, as you mentioned. There are disputes with the Philippines and others in the region over, you know, South China Sea. So you would, yeah.
What you would think that this would be a chance to step forward, mend fences. On the other hand, perhaps some see it as a chance to punish enemies and help friends and to demonstrate to the region that China counts. And if you want to be on China's side, you've got to be nice to China.
So a natural disaster is a time to do that? You think this is going to help China?
Well, it's a time to step forward. It is. And, you know, we saw Turkey and Greece make up in 1999, 2000, make up their relations when Turkey had a major earthquake. Greece stepped forward and offered help. And it turned the relationship that had been acrimonious for 100 years into a much better relationship. And so sometimes these natural disasters like this become moments for diplomacy and healing relations.
Well, it'll be interesting to see now that everybody's being very critical of the Chinese response about how it responds to that if it digs in. But the comments coming from the Chinese public about, you know, don't help them. We've, you know, they're not on our side, basically. They're not one of us. Let's, you know, we don't owe them anything.
Nationalism is
pretty amazing.
Yes. But, you know, it's interesting to see how Filipino Americans have really been stepping to center stage. Eric Spoelstra, head coach of Miami Heat, make an appeal for money. And there's been an outpouring. And it's interesting to see how Filipino Americans have really become visible because of this.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, this relief is going to be needed for some time to come. So we'll definitely be watching what's going on in the Philippines.